South Sudan's central bank is changing the wording on the country's currency and will issue 1,000 pound notes. But business people say the move will do nothing to stabilize rising prices in the markets. Waran Mojule has a mobile money business in Juba. He says people were not informed of the changes ahead of time.
I've been hearing people talking about the change of the words in the money. As we know, it is written in the notes like South Sudanese pound. But someone told me like there's a change. The words are written like South Sudan pound. Me even, I'm not saying. I only heard about it. And even I've not heard officially from the central bank telling people about it. If it's really there, my message is like, I'm still waiting if central bank can make awareness to the people of the change in the note.
Amin Nathaniel, a wholesaler trader in Juba's Munuki market, says the change won't make a difference since there are a lot of pounds in the market.
On my side, let them change the money all. Of course, those have money inside, they will come with it to the bank and get the other ones. If they are changed, it's okay. But if you change the sum of what, there is nothing to change.
A trader in Konyokonyo, only identified as Nelson, says he has not seen any difference from the previous currency change and insists the new changes won't have any effect on business, especially on illicit currency deals.
Anything dealing with the rate of dollar, it depends on the export of things we export to other countries. And then also, let's look at the implementation, because now black market issues is causing us a lot of problems. So if they try to avoid the issue of black market of dollar, really things will drop down. Last time they brought 1,000 note, nothing has changed yet. And even though they are bringing which note again, it will not change the situation.
Nathaniel wants the central bank to concentrate on regulating the prices and making hard currency available to the traders to help reduce skyrocketing prices.
I think if they change some of figures of number or the words, I think they have reasons. Even they have cigarette part they are doing. But if that one, it will help us for the rate of marketing, it will be good. We will not refuse. We have the challenges for the marketing. Everything is just running high without control. Just all the thing we need to control the market price plus the central bank price. This is the good thing we need.
Nelson argues that the central bank needs to support local businesses so that they are able to export, which will strengthen the South Sudanese pound against the dollar.
Most of the South Sudanese are illiterate. So if they publish it on newspaper, most people don't use newspapers. So they need something that is visual and audio that will make them understand what is really happening. Because now, let me say, 90% doesn't know what is happening. Maybe 10% of the South Sudanese know the note is changed.
On the 12th of June 2024, the Bank of South Sudan issued more 1,000 South Sudanese pound notes, which it says is in line with legislation passed in 2012 and 2023. The newly issued 1,000 pound notes will have the same principal characteristics, with a change in the wording to South Sudan pounds instead of the South Sudanese pounds. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.